This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts from talkers prepared for the week of November 1st to the 5th. And joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, is Michael Harrison, by the way, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people on the list, and ancillary stories about the events of the week with regard to this fabulous thing called News Talk Radio. I think at some point in time, I should probably ask you during the course of our hourly get-together every week what you think the biggest story is that you wrote about in Talkers. You go to talkers.com, not only see this list, but every day there are stories on top of stories on top of stories about the people who are stars of programs and what they're up to. What do you think of that for an idea?
Well, I think it's a very difficult question to answer because they're all important in different ways. We really cover this industry. And some of them are stories about people. For example, the Dan Bongino story yesterday was very interesting. But in the scheme of things, is it really all that important? Or are stories about major broadcasting corporations' quarterly reports in terms of their profits or losses? You know, how do you weigh one against the other? So it would be a tough question to answer. But if I had to write off the top of my head in terms of human interest, and here I'm answering the question even though you never asked it, you presented it, that you might ask it, but I think the Dan Bongino story was
consider
kind of
it asked.
Didn't you find that to be a fascinating development? He bat, for those who wonder what we're talking about, he said, I'm going to quit if my company doesn't stop doing the mandates for vaccines, even though I was vaccinated. And in the end, he backed down, and he's staying in the job.
Yeah, well, he's got a good paycheck, and the company doesn't care what he thinks. I think that was pretty obvious.
He misjudged the amount of support he was going to get from his fellow talk show hosts.
Uh-huh. He overplayed his part. He overplayed his hand, if you will. And we talked about this last week on the countdown, which seems like only moments ago. It's how very amazing how quickly time flies. And there were some people listening from the company, and they thought it was like rah rah. You know, what we said was what we were thinking and feeling. I wasn't really that concerned about the company per se.
Are you saying the company didn't agree with us or agreed with us?
No, the company was. I think the company was happy that we had the conversation that we had.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that we were, if anything, pretty even-handed.
We were reserved, in fact.
Yeah. In other words, we didn't come out and bad rap them and support him.
No.
We were very.
It was a story. We told the story.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So, with a wink and a nod, we move on. And yeah, that is an interesting story. There were some rumors that he was going to go to Fox from his present employer, and obviously that didn't pan out. But I think sometimes when there's something about being on the air for some people, being in a situation where they may think of themselves as more than a commodity. But they're celebrities, you know, like some television star. And I think celebrity is greatly enhanced by some of the social media these days. There are so many people. Have you seen that show, Fake Famous, that's on, I think it's on HBO or Netflix or one of those? It's all about people. Have you heard about it?
Now I have.
Check it out.
A dozen donuts. Whenever anybody tells me something I don't know, you know, they get a dozen donuts.
Hooray. I'd like to have a dozen donuts. Yeah, the essence of this show is how much time people spend who are doing nothing trying to be famous. I want to be famous. What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to be famous. Famous for doing what? No. I just want to be famous. I want to have lots of social media followers on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But what are you going to do? Oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to have a lot of
influencer.
Yeah, right.
I want to be famous, and I want to influence people. What do you want to influence them? I don't know. I just want to influence them.
Yeah, That's right. It's the warped sense of reality and what's important. And it goes back to the Kardashians, I guess, at least in our lifetime. Can you think of people, well, maybe Zsa Gabor and...
I was just going to say, Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
Zsa Gabor was famous for being famous. She was an actress. She was in a couple of movies, but...
Yeah, she was a lousy actress.
She was, in her youth, incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. And wasn't it... who was it that had so much fun with her? Merv Griffin? I think Merv Griffin had a lot of fun with the Gabor sisters, if I remember correctly. Yeah, and
But the point you're making of you know, who, famous for being famous.
Yes.
There always has been a desire to be famous. People dreamed of going out to Hollywood and becoming a movie star, even if they didn't have any acting ability.
Mm-hmm.
But social media... and the technology that comes with it has turned everybody into a performer. Everybody is into their ratings. Everybody is into how many people like them, how many people follow them, how many people are friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
People have their own platforms. They have their own blogs. They have their own websites, and people are making their own videos and things that, you know, back in the day, the average person didn't have that kind of platform or that type of mm-hmm. technology. So you looked at the newspapers and you saw the silver screen and television and magazines, and that was another world. So anybody who would be on the front page of the paper or
wow.
up on the silver screen, they were in right. the magic of Hollywood, the magic of the news. Now that perspective has been democratized, so to speak, mm-hmm. and it's wreaked havoc not only on the lives of individual people who walk around all day long worried about their ratings and their popularity when it doesn't mean anything, but it also has taken away from the magic and the impact of those who are in big-time media entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as big a deal anymore.
Well, we're all just people who have to put our pants on one leg at a time. We have to go to the bathroom every day and probably, you know, take a shower, hopefully. And so we just
at least once a month, I have to tell you.
Right, once a month. Yeah. We just have to put things into perspective. And even though it's nice to rub elbows with somebody, you know, look at all the attention that's given to movie stars still today, the red carpet, all these people hanging around on the Sunset and Vine.
But movie stars today don't have the same cachet that they had back in the day of the big studios, Clark mm-hmm. Gable and people of that nature. These people were legendary, larger-than-life figures. Today,
Errol Flynn.
It's before our time, I must say that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up, we knew about the stars and the media that came before us. We watched movies and you know, even our gang. I mean, they were old movies when I was a kid, and we used to watch them on television.
The Our Gang
cartoons.
Comedies.
They were from the generation before, mm-hmm. but we knew about them. I knew about Laurel and Hardy, knew about Charlie Chaplin, knew about... Today, kids don't know about things that might have had been 5 years ago, let alone mm-hmm. 20 right. years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're going to ask kids about stuff that... they have no clue about music or movies or things,
right.
books. They don't even, you know, books. What's a book? Really, what's mm-hmm. a library for? That kind of stuff. It's really pretty amazing mm-hmm. and pretty damning when you get right down to it as to how there are certain things, it seems to me, that ought to be a part and parcel of one's educational experiences, and they are timeless, ageless. Things that you need to know or ought to know. So anyway, okay, so we're off on that. We need to get to the stories and the people list, which we will do in a matter of moments. Here you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with an extended Halloween wish. Even though we're in the first week of November as you listen to this program, there are a lot of people who have been very interested in the Calitrin message this week. They've sold a lot of products this week, and that's, they think, because of the exposure that they get around certain holidays. And my message is one of many people talking about this product all across the country on radio programs, good radio programs like this. Calitrin has been a sponsor of my programs for now 5.5 years. And it's basically because a good product that works and people respond when I pass along the message, which is pretty simple. Get healthy and stay healthy the right way by losing weight the right way, the healthy way, using Calitrin, which is a natural formula. Doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to take all kinds of weird drugs and stimulants. No, this is the healthiest choice you can make, not only to lose the weight safely, but to keep it off. Calitrin has proven to help with keeping weight off, and that's why I am so sold on it. So as far as the Halloween stuff is concerned, the benefits I can talk about until I'm blue in the face, there is a spotlight every week. If you go to toploss.com, which is their website, you can get a personal connection to a Calitrin consultant who will help support you through your weight loss efforts. They are ready, willing, and able to help you out. Go to toploss.com, get healthy, get the product at the right price. As a matter of fact, right now, fall savings are here. 90-day supply, huge 86% success rate. And the BOGO deal on the 90-day supply, you buy 90 days supply, you get 180 days worth of product. That's it. Check it out. And they have an afterpay auction option as well for you if this may be a little too stiff for you to play all at once, pay for it all at once. Toploss.com is the site, and use the discount code DJV for the deal, plus free shipping. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, let's get to the list, the stories.
All right.
Sometimes we get a little long-winded, but it's okay because it's entertaining and it tells stories about what's going on in the business of news talk radio, which is a business. Right?
Well,
it's a business.
If we weren't long-winded, we couldn't fill an hour with all of this interesting programming content. I mean, you know,
That's it.
I don't know how long-winded
we are. Out of brass tacks.
And number
all right,
10,
story list.
Affairs.
Yes.
I'm doing it already. Number 10, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. And at number 9, climate change. At number 8, abortion. At number 7, immigration reform. At number 6, we have the January 6th investigation, and that's tied with Trump and the GOP, and that's tied with voting legislation, all at number 6. At number 5, we have a tie between crime, violence, and air rage. At number 4, the Biden budget tied with inflation, the labor shortage, and the supply chain breakdown. At number 3, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, and mandates. At number 2, school board politics, and that's tied with race relations. And number 1 is Tuesday's election. On the People Survey, Kyle Rittenhouse is having his trial at number 10. He is at number 10. Xi Jinping is 9. Number 8, the aforementioned Dan Bongino tied with Aaron Rodgers, who has COVID and a little controversy surrounding how that
He's
happened.
He's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Okay, we'll get back to that. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have number 5. Number 4 is tie between Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. Donald Trump is at number 3. At number 2, the Virginia elections star players Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
So,
Aaron Rodgers is a jerk.
I do. Yeah, I think he overplayed. Here's another one like Bongino. Overplayed his part. Overplayed his hand and has come out of it looking. Now he can't play, right? Isn't he? He's off the squad because he's not, in fact, had. He said he was immunized, but
that turns out. Deputized.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Deputized. A lot of the controversy is whether or not the Green Bay Packers abided by the regulations that the NFL has imposed dealing with COVID protection. So the whole team is having a problem right now. And, it'll be forgotten probably before it goes anywhere.
Yeah, but a lot of these things, like the Bongino thing, that'll be forgotten pretty soon, as well as will he. But yeah,
I could resist.
Who is Nancy Pelosi? I forget who she is, and where did Mitch McConnell go? One of the things I find interesting, the back and forth between Fauci and Rand Paul, which seems to get a play every time Fauci seems to, I don't think he has to testify, but every time he gets invited to testify before that committee, Rand Paul rakes him over the coals, and tells him what a phony he is, and you know how this and that, and I just find it interesting, but does it get you anywhere? What comes out of, some of that, you talk about theater, some of that stuff in Congress is nothing but theater. Right?
Yeah, I agree. It is theater. You're right. You're absolutely right. It doesn't get us anywhere. It's no.
Yeah, it doesn't get anywhere. Well, a lot of the stuff that Fauci has done, as far as I'm concerned, has been nothing but theater. You know what?
Maybe
I'd like to
what
have...
Rand Paul is doing is theater, too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So, number one, the elections, Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. What do you make of that? Take 60 seconds or so, or maybe 30 seconds, and give us your...
I think that it comes down to the Democrats and the Republicans having to find ways to go forward without being dragged down by Donald Trump in the GOP, and by the left wing, the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party, and that what we saw in Virginia is the result of that syndrome, and I can explain it later if you want, but that's my 30-second take.
Yeah, I think we ought to spend a little bit more time on it because there's so much emphasis on right-wing radio, and is that all working? It's 28.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which is a massive part of President Biden's economic agenda. The other half of the agenda, the Build Back Better bill, was not voted on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains.
Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request.
She said they agreed to a procedural vote, which will ensure the spending bill will be passed after they get the proper numbers.
Before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as, I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift for the American people.
This is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to host the Biden administration's first meeting of the National Space Council on December 1st. She'll be accompanied by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. Harris will also present pictures from the Landsat 9 Earth mission for the first time. The satellite launched in September. Landsat 9 is collecting data to help with water use, drought effects, and agricultural planning. It's the latest launch in a series of satellites that have provided data on the Earth's forests, oceans, farms, and freshwater systems for nearly 50 years. This is Harris's first high-profile event as the head of the National Space Council, and the upcoming meeting is close to marking 1 year since the council convened last on December 9th of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the authoritative, compelling talk radio countdown show. How do you like that, Michael? Pretty good, huh? Authoritative and
exaggerated.
Compelling.
I don't know how authoritative it is, but it is hopefully it is. Compelling.
You run the Bible of the talk radio business, so it should have authority attached to it, and it does, as far as I'm concerned.
I do that with complete humbleness and humility. I let others say such things. Remember.
Okay, well, here I am.
Yes. In terms of platforms and all of that stuff, you know, you gotta know your place. So I don't take it all that seriously. As our responsibility, but I don't take myself that seriously.
Well, it's a good thing. That's a very important thing, not to take yourself too seriously. There is a lot of attention being given, if I may just. I do want you to go back to the election thing. Well, let's do that now, and then I'm going to go down a different street for a minute. The elections and the impact or import of the party line. What do you think?
I think that, as I said before, I think that what we're seeing is that the GOP has to deal with Trump. If Trump becomes the nominee in 24, they may lose the general election. Yeah. If Biden becomes the nominee in 24, they may lose the general election. Mm-hmm. The left wing of the Democratic Party and the Trump wing of the GOP are in many ways standing in the way of both parties moving forward. And I think we saw, without getting into all the minutiae about it, I assume the people who listen to a program like this are up to speed on contemporary issues. What we saw in Virginia sort of reflected that. McAuliffe misplayed it. He tried to use the specter of Trump as the reason not to vote for the Republicans, and this basic newcomer to the political scene, he was an underdog, Youngkin, he dealt with issues that were local and of concern to the voters, as opposed to making it ideological on an abstract level. So I think that what we take from that is that the mansions and the cinemas actually might be friends of the Democrats more than thorns in the side. They may be showing them the way going forward because it's still not too late. 22 is coming, and that's crucial. And Trump is both the strength and the weakness of the GOP.
Is it true, from the point of view of what people listen to, that we hear what we want to hear? And that is, we tune into a program or a station that carries the message that we like? Or is the other side, that we hear what we want to hear, do we, using our own filters, keep things out of our reality even though they're there?
That's a psychological question. It's rhetorical, and it's the very heart of how the media operates today in terms of the daily dance of affirmation. You tell the audience what the audience wants to hear. You target a group, and you tell them what they like, and then they listen to you because they get pleasure out of hearing somebody agree with them. We do tend to sublimate or filter out information that we don't want. It's a human nature thing, and it's something that is to the detriment of our well-being. Because if we're informed about the good and the bad and the ugly, we might be able to deal with it with more options than if we just go into things blindly looking at what we want that's comfortable for us and ultimately doesn't offer us the right perspective and tools to deal with the challenges that we face.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because the predictability of people when they come down. Let's take the Supreme Court as an example. There are those people who say, oh, Roberts, he's a conservative, he's going to be bad. Or then the others who have been appointed, Amy, just take the last three or four have been appointed. It's all been politics. It's all been, they're going to ruin the court. They're going to do this, 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 and this. And they're not doing anything of the sort. Roberts has become, as you've suggested, and maybe this is the bellwether of where the country is going. The Supreme Court is finding a middle. Even though there all of the people who are machinating about, oh, these terrible liberals or terrible conservatives, you know, they're pretty much coming to the middle on a lot of things.
Well, a lot of these guys have these guys and gals in the Supreme Court have their own pride as justices, and their connection to the legal community supersedes their beholdens to the president that put them there. And, you know, where Trump made a mistake was thinking that these people worked for him now.
Yeah.
And you become a Supreme Court justice, you may not be so quick to want to, toe the president's line, because what's he going to do about it? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that at play. It's interesting to see that where this is going to play out, the syndrome you just described is going to play out in the forthcoming ongoing war over abortion per the Texas abortion law. That ain't over by any means, and Supreme Court has yet to weigh in on a lot of aspects of it.
There's a case from Mississippi, I think, it's even more strident than the one in Texas.
The Texas thing could spread around the country.
Yeah.
And Roe v. Wade is definitely hanging in the balance.
And you wonder sometimes what it is that makes people so passionate or angry about that issue when it's so personal. It's so one-on-one. I mean,
that's why they're angry and passionate. Because it's so personal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
I mean, what is politics?
It my business,
it's a collection
or your business?
Of personal. Well, because that's what politics is. It's a collective personal. It's the organization of a bunch of personals.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Holland Cook in his monthly newsletter asked an interesting question. Holland is one of the great consultants in the radio business, and he does a monthly newsletter for people who are in the business. And he asked something, when I saw it, it just so jumped out of the page for me. In referencing some of the people on the air who do programs, he refers to them as soreheads. And his question is, the Sorehead Show still a business? Referencing from his political perspective, because you and I both know he's left of center, and maybe you read some of the stuff or you watch him on TV because he's on RTV, the RTV cable system. But, you know, there's something, when I saw that, I just thought to myself, yeah, that's a really good question. And is it fundamentally bad radio to always be angry? You know, but we hear these guys who are on, some women as well, who just seem to always, always, always be angry about something. And is that entertaining?
That
well, I don't agree. I don't agree with you on that, but I certainly understand your perspective, and there is a degree of truth to it. But I think that Holland is showing his partisanship, and I think that people have the right to be sore heads, and I think that people have the right to be angry. And,
but does it work on the radio is his question.
And obviously.
I think it does. Yeah, of course it does.
It works on the radio within the area that it works. There's no one there's no one answer to what will work on the radio and then everybody should do that.
Yeah.
You know, people say, why is conservative talk radio so popular? So because conservative talk radio is popular. The answer is the question. It's because people, that's the reason. Why was British rock and roll popular when the Beatles came out? Because people liked them.
Liked it.
That's
right.
There's nothing more to it than that.
No, it's not some deep conspiracy. Ooh, these guys are going to take over.
And it didn't mean that. It didn't mean the New York Philharmonic Orchestra or that people who were in polka bands had to start playing. Want to hold your hand. There's going to still be a spectrum of things, but things move to the fore, and conservative talk radio, people should leave it alone. Let them do what they're doing and stop wanting them to change because it'd be better radio.
Just to offer something different if you want.
That's right. Offer something else, but don't say it should change. That's where I disagree with you, and I think you probably see my point.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely see your point. I just wanted to digress for a second here because this is one of the big elephants in the room. It was on the Countdown story list last week, the Rust movie and what happened with Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's really very interesting to see what the outgrowth has been. And in conversation, people like The Rock have really started conversation because he says no more guns, no more real guns on any movie that I'm in. Which sort of begs the question, how real are the guns that are in television and movies? Because you can't turn on the TV or watch a movie, for the most part, without seeing somebody getting shot at. Big guns, little guns and stuff. So I thought that that was a pretty interesting public pronouncement. What did you think?
I didn't realize that they use real guns in movies. I thought that these blank guns were dangerous because they emitted a lot of air pressure and gas from the gunpowder, but that didn't have shells. I didn't realize that they were just regular guns without bullets in them.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to be able to comment, you know, with a degree of education. However, there might be something to what Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has said, that maybe they could have. I mean, they have the technology to have realistic looking guns.
Sure, they do.
And
make them out of those 3D printers.
Right, and with digital, you know, computer technology, they could create any kind of effect. Why do they have to have real gunpowder and guns that could accidentally have a projectile in the barrel? Doesn't make sense. He probably is right.
Yep, it may be, for sure. All right, focus on Michael's interview coming up in a matter of moments now, 44 after, on the Talk Radio Countdown show. The story of MyPillow goes on and on. We all know, Michael, how controversial Mike Lindell has been. And it's interesting because the advertising now points directly at that, because apparently MyPillow has had canceled orders from the huge box stores that used to sell them, and now because of Lindell's politics, they don't want to sell MyPillow stuff anymore. So they've sent all of these pillows, thousands and thousands of them, back to the factory. So now MyPillow is passing on the savings directly to you because they got so many of these pillows. They're selling them now for $19.98. Normal price, $69.98. The best offer in the history of MyPillow on standard size MyPillows. So if you want to buy some of these or anything else that's in the catalog, huge, huge discounts. Check them out. Use the DJV code when you check out at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here with a list of the people that are ancillary to the top stories. So each week we have the story list and the people list. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Person at number 10 is Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I always say I'm not going to use his name. The president of the big duper from China. Number 8, Dan Bongino. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is 6. A combo of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema at number five. They seem to have been in the top list for a number of weeks now. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. She runs the CDC. Fauci will be having a hearing before the Congress this week. Trump is three. The new governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, is two. And Joe Biden is number one on the people list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. Our, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with the joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The top stories this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week we're together and I take time to actually go through the list so you know what we're talking about in order from number 10 to number 1 in the story list. The relationship we have with China is at 10. Situation of the weather and climate, 9. The abortion discussions before the Supreme Court, number 8. Immigration problems, number 7. The January 6th investigation, number 6. Number 5 is air rage and violence in general. Number 4, the Biden budget and what it's going to create in terms of inflation. Number 3, COVID, COVID, COVID. Number 2, politics and, you know, the way that we're playing into the hands of those people who want to talk about race relationships all the time. And number 1, the results of this past Tuesday's elections in various places around the country. Top 10 stories from Talkers. All right, so Michael, what's in the MH interview this week?
interesting conversation with the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, a conservative libertarian who's playing a leading role in the debate about vaccine mandates. His name is Glenn Jacobs, but in a past life, he was the three-time heavyweight champion in the WWE, a seven-foot-masked demon from hell, Kane. And wrestling fans will know about that, so check it out at mhinterview.com.
Yes, sir. 10 before the hour. Thanks, Michael.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show now, the charts for the week of November 1st to the 5th. It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman with comments on the legal aspects that are important here when you look at all of the stories. There's always three, four maybe that deserve actually cry out for commentary. Steve is a lawyer and a college professor of law here in Boston at Bentley University. So the situation with the elections, and the reason I bring it up is because in my community, there's a recount in one of the precincts, and because there were only two votes between what the winner and the loser got. And I wonder about how that's handled, what legally must be done. Can somebody just demand a recount? Remember when Trump did a lot of that stuff after the last election, claiming that it was stolen from him. So what's the legal process to do that, Steve?
You know, it differs from state to state because, by and large, voting, although there are certain basic federal regulations, is governed by state law. And so sometimes there's an auto, if the vote number is particularly close, there is an automatic recount, whether someone even requests it or not. Other times, at a certain level, the candidate can request a recount, but you don't have a right to a recount, although it does differ from state to state.
Really? Okay. So, but you can't get them. You got to position yourself. Who pays for it? Do the candidates have to pay for it, or whoever demands the recount? Do they have to pay for it?
No. Generally, this is by if it's deemed a legitimate recount, and the state will pay for it.
All right. Number five on the countdown is a focus on crime and violence, with an angle aimed at the air rage. And what's going on airplanes, and People have suggested this week that air marshals ought to be on the planes domestically in order to start to stop this. Can the airline, I mean, they can't throw you out of the plane at 35,000 feet.
Well, not without due process, anyway.
No, right, exactly. So how many of these air rage incidents are going to result in some sort of criminal activity, and do the airlines actually press charges against these people?
We have seen this happen, and I have a daughter who's a flight attendant for United, and mm-hmm. she's been telling me about a lot of the airlines are having major issues with, I mean, flight attendants have been assaulted, and criminal yep. charges have been brought. And there are times there that you have federal law enforcement waiting as someone deplanes. It's outrageous how angry people are
yeah.
getting now.
Well, and, road rage stuff, too.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see the stuff that this, where the heck was it? There was a road rage incident that killed a couple of people who were innocent. They weren't even part of it. People chasing each other down yeah. the road and, you know, somebody was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Now, and that does happen. And then when you're talking in an airplane, it's a dangerous situation. It's a confined situation, mm-hmm. but it is just strange. I talked to someone yesterday. I said, you would never call someone that kind of a name if they managed to just bump into you on the street. But if somebody is cuts you off in traffic, my God, you will come out with languages that the sailors would rush at, as they
right,
used to say.
Exactly. All right, number eight is the continuing discussion about abortion. I use that on my programs to focus on how I believe the Supreme Court has gone to the middle. All of the grousing of Roberts is going to be a right-wing wacko and all these other people, but they are showing signs of all of them, kind of with the exception of Clarence Thomas. The rest of them seem to be pretty flexible. Am I just dreaming that, or is that true, do you think?
Well, you know, it's hard to say doctrinaire. You know, you do have people like Kavanaugh has surprised some people who expected him to be exclusively, you know, almost even far right. And Justice Roberts has been a very kind of mitigating influence at times on the court. He was the one that saved the Affordable Care Act. So as far as abortion goes, you know, it is such a difficult situation because it's very hard to find a compromise with someone who legitimately thinks it's murder and somebody who legitimately thinks this is a woman's right over her own body. So this is going to be a big problem. The thing to do is to lessen abortions rather than stop them.
Yeah, I think there's so much thought behind this. Some of it is provocative and some of it is not much value at all. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the law, looking at the law as far as talk radio is concerned on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.